1. The problem with Calvinism. What do you think is Calvinism's biggest weakness? I don't think it's the doctrines or the points or Calvin himself. I think it's Calvinists like me. Let's pretend God gives you a vision of heaven lasting around 90 minutes or so. You don't see unicorns or find out who shot JFK, but you see Jesus, and he's thrilled to see you. He takes you on a tour of his father's house and the many rooms he promised to prepare for his brothers and sisters. You walk by one wing of the father's house. It's noisy, with lots of clapping and loud singing. Towering 20-foot-tall double doors are open, and you and fellow saints redeemed by the blood of the Lamb wave and greet each other as you walk past. You ask Jesus, "What's going on in there?" And Jesus tells you, "My charismatic family is having a little get-together." "Ah," you say as you look back at them, "they seem like fun." Jesus nods. The Lord leads you down another wing. This one is librarian-approved quiet. You hear a few laughs, but they're reserved ones. There's singing, but again, no one would accuse them of breaking any noise ordinances. Those towering doors open here, too. You wave and greet brothers and sisters in Christ. The Anglicans, Methodists, and even some Baptists are meeting in this wing. 12 minutes left in your vision. Jesus takes you quickly through one more wing. Those doors? Closed. Jesus even begins to tiptoe down the hall, so of course you imitate him. Jesus gives you the universal sign, index finger over the lips, to be quiet as you go, but you can't help yourself. "Jesus, why are the gigantic doors closed, and why are we being so quiet? Who's in there?" "Well," the Lord explains, "the Calvinists are in there, and they think they're the only ones here. I'd hate to spoil it for them." Now, this story is complete make-believe. You knew that, right? And a very poor illustration of the perfect unity and fellowship we'll have in heaven, but it does highlight a problem with Calvinism. The problem is not Calvinism. It's Calvinists. Here is the truth, my central thesis, if you like, and the starting point for this book. Many of us who love to love the doctrines of grace have not grown in showing grace. We have not become more gracious, kind, tender, and compassionate. And that can only mean one thing. We actually don't know the doctrines of grace. Sure, we know the points and can rehearse the arguments and even recall verses to support the 5 petals of our tulip. But an arrogant and argumentative Calvinist is just a Pharisee with a fresh coat of paint. How Calvinism fed my idols. I have a past, and I'm not proud of it. It's not my past before I became a Christian. It's my past after I became a Calvinist. For years, I carried around a Calvinism in which Jesus was, for the most part, ignored. My Calvinism was filled with data, puffed-upness, systematically arranged verses, talking points, arguments, anger, and quotes from Puritans. And sadly, I know I'm not alone. We all have various entry points into the doctrines of grace. For me, I was 15 years old when my Sunday school teacher at a Reformed Baptist church decided to teach us the 5 points of Calvinism. Until that point, Klein was the only Calvin I knew. As the weeks and points unfolded, I didn't buck, fight, or shudder. It was like hearing Stevie Ray Vaughan play Little Wing. Riff after riff, I savored.